I can.
We know what the Ritva holds by the Gzeira Shava. Now we've established it with Ritva holds. Okay, Ritva one, and then the Shear Beitza. Right. Question is that we're dealing with Tosfos. So Tosfos and seems darkness. To take. Well, yeah, we'll get them. Hold on, I'm just trying to get them. Patience. Tosfos seems to say, Tosfos just quotes Yerushalmi. It's not really Tosfos. Tosfos saying Yerushalmi treats the Gzeira Shava literally, right? It's a pure parallel to the point where there are two opinions that come up in the Yerushalmi that question, hey, if you're going to take it literally, why don't you duplicate this? Why don't you duplicate that? Okay? And then you have Rabbeinu Tzarfas's position. If you have the line of Rabbeinu Tzarfas, by the way, who do you think Rabbeinu Tzarfas is lining up like? Like the Ritva or the Tosfos?
Oh, not like
Yeah.
It's
got to
be 2-1.
What?
3.
Yeah.
2-1. 2-1.
Oh, we line up with me.
Yeah.
No, I think. No,
okay.
I thought he was the one.
My opinion is that only
so okay, maybe.
I think
it's like your shaman. Okay. All right. So what do you guys say? So what? How do you? Let's just understand the simplest. Not the simplest to define, but I'd say the simplest opinion is the Yerushalmi, which basically says. When I say simplest, I don't mean easiest. Simplest in the sense, Tesvav means whatever you do on Pesach, you do on Sukkot. But then Gemara itself says it's impossible because you see that's not true. There's no idea of not eating on Erev Sukkot, right? No one suggests that's a possibility. So then, what is he talking about then? Well, okay, but I want to also answer, why does Yerushalmi itself, why does the Gemara Yerushalmi take us down this road? The Gemara Yerushalmi presents it as a literal Tesvav, and then brings in those two guys who say, it can't be that literal. But it wants you to think it's literal. And then it kind of takes you back from the precipice, so to speak. So, what exactly is this idea of Gzeira Shava?
To like push, don't think that way, you know?
Push, don't think that way, okay. There's why would you think we know? Let's just go into a hypothetical world. Obviously, we know that the Gzeira Shava is not to be taken literally. But why would you think that was the case? Why would you even suggest that possibility? Okay, so if to take it to make it a duplicate, to duplicate one from the other, what must you learn? Tesvav means
the mitzvah.
More than that. Oh. No. Let's start from Pesach.
No,
it's what happened.
We take it literally. We say
I know, but I'm saying I'm trying to show you a contrast. If I can show you why it's not crazy to take it literally at first, or what that possibility was, and why Tosfos I think comes in and says, "Relax, don't take it so literally," is because the Gzeira Shava says Tesvav. So what would you think? You would think like this. You would think that there's an idea called a Yantav, and then what does the Torah tell you? There's a whole new institution called Tesvav. Okay, that's not that. And by the way, I'll tell you why it's tempting to go down that road. Because if you look at the way Pesach is set up, the first night really does kind of exist in its own orbit. There's what does that have to do with the rest of Pesach, so to speak? And you have a Seder, you have all these things that are unique to this night, right? It's Leil Chamisha Asar, right? It's something different. It's Leil Shimurim. It's the night we got out of Egypt. It has like its own character. That what you would think Tesvav means is that, in fact, what did the Torah do? It created two separate realms. There's the realm of the normal Chag, and then this whole new phenomenon called the institution of Leil Chamisha Asar. And if that's what they did, then you'd have to duplicate that on Sukkot. You have no choice. But that's not what they did. That's what the questions are telling you. The questions are telling you, really, if that were true, then you'd have to actually not eat on Erev, Sukkot, et cetera, et cetera. So it can't be that they took an idea of Pesach, and then within the idea of Pesach created its own new institution called Tesvav. That can't be. But what did they do? But you see, you mentioned there's one step you skipped, but you're right in what you're saying. It's a funny thing. What does the Gzeira Shava teach you? It teaches you a very funny idea. I mentioned before. I mentioned before that Pesach and Sukkot require a change in your nihuk, right? That's why they're a week long. They want to show there's a change in the normal way you live your life. One way to do it is what you eat. Another way to do it is where you eat, right? Those are where you live. Those are ways to change your normal behavior. But what's very interesting about the way God, I don't know why it was set up this way, but the way this Gzeira Shava is learning is that how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up Pesach and Sukkot? He set up where these are the mitzvahs of Pesach and Sukkot. What's the mitzvah? Well, I wouldn't even say that. These are the changes that Pesach and Sukkot have. What's the change that takes place on Pesach? Matzah. Or no chametz, right? And what's the change that takes place on Sukkot? Hot, right? But there's only one problem. What are you missing? What are you missing? More than that. What do you mean by mitzvah? Oh, see, there's no mitzvah to be. I know what you're going to ask, so just fasten your seatbelt. There's no question you're going to ask. Okay? But the thing is like this, and the way it was set up, right, it seems that the Gzeirah Shavah is telling you that, what's the Gzeirah Shavah showing you? That you must be noheg the mitzvahs of that chag. In other words, like this. The chag was set up, it's an... What? Oh! And Rabbi Yitzchak said he agrees with that. I'll show you why.
No,
okay, good. But you understand, I thought you wouldn't like this idea. But what I'm saying is that, you need Gzeirah Shavah to command you to engage in those actual phenomenon. That's what Gzeirah Shavah is teaching you. It's telling you that, I don't know why it was set up this way, but it was set up that God changed these 7 days to be days of Sukkah and no chametz. But there was never an actual, in that yantav, there was never an idea of, I must do something. The Gzeirah Shavah is what tells you, you must engage at some point in this chag, in the mitzvah of that chag. You must engage with it. It's a separate chiyuv. So that doesn't need to be duplicated completely. You understand? That, there's no reason to duplicate. Now you can just have a chiyuv achila. All right, so let me just do Rabbeinu Tzarfas and we'll come back. And Rabbeinu Tzarfas, I think, he personifies that, because you know why? Why? No, but forget eating. No, you can say better. What do we know? Let's cheat for a second. What do we know about sleeping that makes it different than eating? What do we know about sleeping that's very unique? More than that. No, come on, halachically. What do we know about sleeping in the sukkah that makes it, I'm going to give it away, that makes it more stringent than achila? You can never sleep outside the sukkah. You can eat outside the sukkah, but you can never sleep outside the sukkah. So me or being a surface is saying that if you want it, what mice of deer? You can never sleep outside the sukkah.
No, you can't eat outside
the sukkah. I can have an apple. What do you mean? I can live my whole sukkah, except for the first thing. I can have my whole sukkah. I can eat non-Mizonas foods. If I want to be yotze everyone. Okay, non-Mizonas foods, I could do that. I'm on a high-protein diet. I don't have carbs. If a guy's on an Atkins diet, why would he ever eat in the sukkah? You know? All right, so some students want to say you should have yayin in the sukkah. It's like, whatever, fine.
So you're saying that there's some concern from the sukkah that there aren't some mice. Like,
right. So if you're going to choose a mice adira to latch onto that shows you're engaged in the mitzvahs of sukkah, which
sleeping.
One? You're going to choose the paradigm of all mice adira, and that's sleeping. Because that's why he focuses on sleeping. You
wait,
understand? I'm not saying it's an exclusion of eating, but... why? That's a good question. I don't know. Because we know the halacha by I'm working backwards. The halacha, right? The halacha is that sleep anytime you sleep outside the sukkah. To the Mishnah, you'll see there's a problem. There's a big problem with how Rabbi Elazar learns. But of course, don't pick up on that.
Let's
wait. The Gemara tells you. All right, a second. So let's review the Mishnah. Who's reading today? Alkabes, you prepared? Josh. Okay, go, Josh. Okay, read the Mishnah. Read the Mishnah again. What? I'm going to get into it. He's not ready for that yet. That's the chagim. You get a reprieve. Go.
Oh, sorry, have a
you want to? Fine. Go. Read the Mishnah.
Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi says, "Arba Yisrael Sudos Chai of your indeed 14 Sudos on the man that called Sukkah Tidos Nesukah Echad Biyom one in during day Echad Laya one in."
Stop. Now we're going to call that the Reisha. All right. Everyone knows what Reisha means. These are the first sheet. Okay. The first statement of Rabbi Elazar is your chayiv and how many meals? 14. Where? In the sukkah? How many per day? Two. What? What? Why'd you high five? On what? It's two. I meant halachic then. I think halachically. I'm not like you. I don't live in the world of... The first statement is you have to have 14 meals, okay? All right, and that's fine. Okay, now what's the seifa of the Mishnah, Walgren? Just skip down to the next revel, the ode. Go down, Rebbe Elazar. Oh, the chag. Okay, so that version, the safer Rebbe Elazar agrees with the chachamim that with the gzeirah shavah, there's a special chiyuv on the first night to eat. But he introduces another wrinkle, and we'll use Rashi's way of learning. There's a tashlumin. What's a tashlumin? Okay, where the two most famous, I think I asked this before, the two most famous examples of tashlumin are Korban and Tefillah. Everyone knows the Tefillah one, right? Good, okay. So, here's the problem. The problem is that if Rebbe Elazar really holds his tashlumin for the 14, right, and he holds the tashlumin for the one of the, if you miss the first night's on Shmini Atzeres, well, you're gonna run into a big problem.
He doesn't need tashlumin for the rest, he only stays for the first one.
Does I know. Where do you have to eat the first meal?
In the seventh.
Right? Okay.
According to him, though, you have to have two every day.
I understand. Yeah. But let's say I missed the first night.
Yeah.
All right.
Was he for the rest of
that? So when can I make it up?
You shouldn't be
the last no, day. So you hold, you can make it up.
Shouldn't be
when can you, no, you can't make up the next day. It's only two per day.
According to the Mishnah.
Last day of last night.
According to the
Mishnah, you shouldn't be able to. Yeah.
All right, look, I didn't make that up. Take a look at go to the Gemara now. John, go to Vaha Amar Rebbe Lezer.
Okay, Vaha Amar Rebbe Lezer. And Rebbe,
did it, no. So Vaha is telling, Gavriel, what's Vaha telling us?
It's asking us what?
Right, didn't he? But didn't, there's the Gemara quotes the Resha. And then the Gemara is saying, but one second, but didn't he say? You read that already, right? Didn't he say that? Now, what do you mean? What's the Gemara asking? Rashi. Right. So what do we know on Shmini Atzeres? We don't do what?
Don't you dare get in that.
We don't go to the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. If that's true of him, so there's two things. First, we got to be very careful what Rashi's saying. First statement is there's no idea of us eating in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That's statement one. And not only that, the im yashav ba,
if you live in the
shame mitzvah,
the same mitzvah for the sake of mitzvah, over al.
Abal Tosef, you're over an Isser, right? If you sit in a sukkah, if you go to the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and have a meal in there, that's Bal Tosef. Why is it Bal Tosef? Be quiet. Of course it's Bal Tosef.
What if you sat down there and
he says, my hashlama de sukkah ikahacha. How can you make up a meal that you're chayav to eat in a sukkah on a day where you cannot eat in a sukkah? Now,
wait, that's not Bal Tosef then.
No, he's saying, it is batos to eat the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres.
Right,
you can't.
You have an obligation to, because it's tashlum.
You can't, though, because you can't. Why would it override? You can't say that.
Can't it override batos? It's only batos because there's no mitzvah.
No. That's cute. But no, yeah. He's a fun. No, he knows. He's funny. He reminds you of the famous in the tour by Sudash Lishit. So I think it was a rush. He had a cute way of getting around the issue of bracha. Let's say a guy did, question is, you always run into a problem with what's called bracha shen esricha, where let's say a guy ate a meal, benched, and then right afterwards, ate a meal, benched. So you know what the rushes do? They would eat before chatzos, is suda chakras, right, bench, then wait till mincha gadol, then walk around, then wait, and even though he was not hungry, he would make he'd wait till mincha gadola, wash and bench, and that'd be the second half of his meal, right? So he would take one whole meal and split it in half. But it's not bracha and shricha because by mincha gadola, there's a new chiyav of sudash lashit, right? Similarly speaking, here you're saying that, but if there's an idea of tashlumin, that should over. But how could it override the kedushas and yom of Shmini Atzeres? There's no reality of sukkah on kedusha on Shmini Atzeres.
Yeah,
it doesn't exist. So that's the first thing he's saying. That's why you're right. The first point. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to pick up on that. The first point in Rashi is the real conceptual issue. That's saying there's just no reality of a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The second point is saying, it happens to be that if a guy did it, it'd be over this or batosif. Meaning that even if you want to disagree with the conceptual idea, halachically speaking, would be a problem. But you're right. The conceptual point is there's no reality of sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Because you're saying the one will override the other.
Once you have a thing to do, there's no batos.
Not the biggest conceptual problem, but something that should just be astonishing. So the Gemara says, after basically cornering Rebbe Eliezer, usually what will Rebbe Eliezer do in this situation normally? He'd say, oh, no, I darshan this or I darshan that. He doesn't say that. Amar Bira, stop. Okay. So that alone, before we get to Rashi, that alone raises tremendous problems. Because if you tell me Rebbe Lazar is retracting, that's what it means. He retracts. We'll see which one he retracts. He retracts the ratio, he retracts the seifa. But let me ask you a question. If he's retracting what he said,
no
backsies. Meaning?
Can't take it back.
Right. Meaning? Come on. Now ask it more intelligently. What do I mean by saying that?
Yeah.
Right. Why print this? See, it's not saying learn Rebbe Lazar differently. It's saying that he took out an eraser, and let's take Rashi's way of learning. He took out the eraser and said, you're right, I'm going to erase.
There's
Rebbe Yudanasi, when he writes the Mishnah, he should have never put in Tanakh, he should have put in Rebbe Lazar's first position. We'll get that in a second. Right? That's Machlokas, Rashi Tosfos. But the point is, right now, how could that be? What is it? Why would the Mishnah waste our time? And how did Rebbe Lazar not see this coming? This is not I mean, with all due respect to Bira and Ravami, this isn't like a deep idea in physics that we never would have known on our own. It's so pshita. Of course, how can you make it up on Shmini Atzeres? It's such an obvious problem. Yes, you trying to answer that? No, we're not ready for that yet.
Oh,
okay.
It doesn't say directly in the Mishnah that you make it up on Shmini Atzeres.
Yom Tov Acharon. Okay. Now, what's Chazar Bar Elazar mean? Now look at Rashi. Rashi says, "What?
Do we give you a check now?"
I am a check. Go. Kitzba. All right. So what did he go back on? He agrees that what? He rejects the Resha, meaning he agrees there is no idea of having 14 meals on Sukkos, right? So, when choosing, I'll make you guys up a chart for tomorrow. But when choosing, he's got to reject one of the two statements.
Right.
So which one was he chozer on? Oh, there's no idea of 14 meals. So therefore, he agrees with the Chachamim that on the first night, right, you have to eat in the sukkah. But where's the machlokas with the Chachamim?
You can't make tashlumin.
The Chachamim say you can't make tashlumin. He says you can't make tashlumin. Now, one second. Does that really solve any problems?
No.
Okay, but it does open up one small area, which is, there's one small opening. The tashlumen doesn't necessarily. This is we'll do the riffa. The tashlumen doesn't have to take place when Shmini Atzeres. You can make a tashlumen a different day. I know, but they learn out. It doesn't have to be. And it doesn't have to be. It was even Yom Tov Acharon. But
if it's still doesn't really.
You're right, because if you can still make it on Yom Tov Acharon,
so then you don't need to retract.
Okay. You're right. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, so keep going to Rashi. Hey, I'm just. Me, I'm just a shaliach here, right? I'm just as when I went to this, I'm just as perturbed as you are. Attack Rashi and Tosos. We should be attacking Rashi and Tosos. So what does Rashi say?
And if one wants to,
fast, you can fast, just like the Chacham say. Chutz,
outside, the night, Yom Tov, have you started the first night Yom Tov?
That's what they're arguing on. They're arguing on, is there a tashlumen on the first end or not? So, dikasavar. The korbanos. Yom Rishon. Af. See? Af Yom Tov Acharon. All right? So Rashi says, there's tashlumen here. Right? Just like this tashlumen. My korbanos. Okay. So again, what did I say? Oh, thank you. That's another question you have to ask. You can't just play a tashlumen card, right?
Yeah.
Happens with korbanos, there's tashlumen. That's very nice. What does that have to do with this?
What's korban do we bring for seconds?
Who cares? The point is that it's very nice you bring korbanos, and there's tashlumen for korbanos. We're talking about your chiyav achil in the sukkah on the first night. Apples and oranges. You understand? You can't just say, we're going to pull tashlumen, and we'll say, because tashlumen exists for korbanos also. What does that have to do with here?
There's a case of shavuos. That's also a weird case.
Why would we want to make it worse? This is bad enough.
There is an opinion that you can do touch lumen.
I didn't realize Ellie's in charge of the board now. So how do you solve the problem? What do you do about touch lumen here? So the Gemara, again, takes us down a crazy road. No, Masha Mamai. So how are you going to make up your Suda? Okay? I'll tell you how. Ilema. So what will we use? We'll use bread. Why would you use bread to make up your suda?
Because bread makes one suda.
That's what a suda is. Of course, pshita. So look at Rashi. Ilema berifta.
As if to say.
Tomar.
Ha'achron. That's the meal of the Oriental.
The lechem, the liftan. So what does he eat? Bread and spreads. Yeah. And tzorchei tzuda to hei tashlumen l'rishon. So what you'll do, you got to be very careful. What's he suggesting here? Let's be very, very careful, precise. What?
You use your meal of Yeshudas Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres to do tashlumen.
So that's what it sounds like on the surface. It sounds like, what would you do? I'm eating my meal on Sudas. I'm going to be a little. I'll be childish, but it's a good way to do it. That's chavilos. But yeah, he's saying like this. He's saying like, okay, I'm about to have my Sudas Shmini Atzeres, right? So I'm going to put up a sign that says, what meal is this? Shmini Atzeres meal. I'll put up another sign that says, what is this? What is this? Tashlumen meal also. It's my Tashlumen meal. Okay, one second. I understand. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, no, that's not going to work. Why isn't it work? So the Gemara already said, because Suda de Yoma Ka'achil. So look at Rashi. He explains what that is.
Is Rosh
Chiv the Yivan
trees?
Yes, it's Chiv Yantav. No. No. Right. Umay Hecker.
Umay Hecker Yiskan.
Shetehei.
Shetehei.
Rishona.
Rishona.
Dark Holy Soda Yom. Okay, so he says, oh, but there's no Hecker. How would you know that the meal you're having is your tashlumin meal? Come on, you know the question, right? What do you have to ask on this?
Lama? It should be obvious.
No, the opposite.
That's what I'm saying. It should be obvious that you can't.
No, forget that.
What was the Havamina here?
More than that. So Rashi's inserting an assumption here. What's the assumption he's inserting?
You only have one meal.
What? Forget that.
What
word does he use? What's the worst word he uses?
Hecker.
Hecker. Ask the question now.
What does Hecker mean?
No,
you better get that word down.
Like,
I'm gonna kill him.
No,
give out 16 X's for that.
Oh, man, yeah.
Okay, I miss my korban, right? All right, I miss my korban. What do I do? I go on a later day on the chag. Now let me ask a question. Is there anything nicker? Is there anything recognizable in that animal, right? That is different than the first animal? No. Okay. Rashi says there has to be some way for you to have a hecker. Okay? What do I need a hecker for? What do I need a hecker for? Why can't I just say, you know what? My das is, this is my suda tashlumin. So what? And let me ask a question. Am I eating? So then I have two sudas. You can't, you know why? Because Rashi's explaining that what is it? A person has multiple sudas in a day. So let's say I know I have five, let's say I'm a pig. I have six sudas in my Shemini Atzeres. You know what I'll do? So I'll have a seventh one and say, this seventh one is for my Tashlumin. He's saying that wouldn't work. Why not? He's saying there's no mechanism in the Yanta that allows me to create a hecker in a suda. Why? Why can't I put up a sign for my seventh suda that says, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, this is my Tashlumin suda. Why is that a good hecker? And who says you need a hecker? Why do I need a hecker for? I should just say, I'm having an extra meal.
It could just be any meal.
Why? Well, let me ask you a question. When you dive, when you make up, what's a Tashlumin when you make up your Shmoneh Esrei? Oh, so have an extra meal. Have an extra meal then. That's what I'm trying to say. Have an extra meal. Okay, so then what is he saying here? Why not? Why not? I can make an extra meal. You know how? I had five meals. I only have to have one. I have two. I have five meals. My sixth one now, that'll be my Tashlumin meal. Why can't I have... Don't answer it. I don't want to hear an answer. I want to just line up the questions. Don't answer it. Questions.
My mind is going
to
explode.
It gets better. So the Gemara says, all right. The question is that...
I don't understand how the question is a strong question.
Because it's very simple. On Yontif, right?
The mitzvah is tied to sukkah. You need that hecker.
You don't have sukkah anymore.
That's a problem, then.
So then the guy can say, you know what, I'm having a fifth meal. My fifth meal is dedicated to Tashlumin. Why can't that work?
Because you don't have the hecker of sukkah. The whole mitzvah is tied to sukkah.
You'll see why this is a good question, because look at the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer also fails. Walgren. Keep reading. The fact that Gemara answers this answer just buttresses my question. Because what does the Gemara say? Oh, I'll tell you. Elamai Yashlim. How do you make it up?
Yisam Bimini Tar.
So we know what are Mini Targima? We know already. They're desserts, right? And why do you have them?
Desserts? Yeah. Yasha Hala
What? Whatever, the desserts. Okay, now pay attention to the types of desserts. He's talking about like fruits and pastries, not... As Tosa, the second Tosas we're going to do next time, which tells you that's not what Mina Trakima is. But he's going to say you can make it up with fruits and whatever, okay? Like pastries. What?
When I saw whip out the desserts, I just know it's Tashlumin. What else would it be?
What do you mean? And let's say, I know exactly. Let's say Gan Yantuv has Suda, and he has desserts in every one. Where's the Tashlumin there? Where's the Nicker? That's my point. Well, where's the Nicker in the Tashlumin, in the Targima there, it's Tashlumin? What kind of thing is that? So what? And that's not a good Hashlama. Because, one second, and it's even worse, because if I'm remashlim, my Chiyav Suda on the first night, this isn't even a Suda.
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense at all. How could you ever look at this Gemara factually and be satisfied with it? It's absurd.
You dip the food.
Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Taina Mahachi says, he says, the Mahachi have Yasuda le Tashlume. That's all the Chol Shtei Suda Shalachim Basar. It's okay. He can produce his heker to the fact he's having these desserts. What? That's not even a hashlama. That's something else. It's dessert. It's ice cream. It's not a suda. This is crazy. Okay. That's all according to Rashi. We didn't do the Riffa yet. We should do the Riffa. But let's just look at Tosos quickly. And then we'll do the Riffa. Hold on. I want to stack it all up, baby. Then I'm going to tell you how to start approaching this. We're almost done. We're almost done. Okay. Now look at Tosos. Tosos has a whole different question on Rashi. Tosos says, the Tosos still is going to run into the same problems how you learn the Gemara. He just, unfortunately, makes it messy. Because he says, that the Rabbi Lazar rejects the Reisha, rather he rejects the... Okay, so look what Tosos says. You would say that. Lizanos, Yisana, Chutzman, Yom Tov Rishon, right? Elihu, the Gesar, Yisrael, so just get to what it says, Kach perish for country. So he quotes Rashi.
Yeah.
Okay. The Lishna. Now, okay, I want you guys to pay attention to something. Listen to how this is a nice, it's not conceptual methodology, it's more the structure of Tosos when he lines up questions, okay? This is very important. So Tosos first says what? He says, the Lishna. No, Hishlim.
Hishlim.
Mashma klal tashlumin hashlama sudos. So his first question is almost sounds semantic, right? That's his first question. He's saying tashlumin, there's two ways you can learn the word tashlumin. You can learn tashlumin to mean make up for what you missed, right? Or hashlama, which means complete. Complete, meaning that. So now already, what's his
question.
What?
You asked the question.
I did. Oh, okay. Okay. One second. Now I don't know why. When I read that question, 1 second before we go on, do you buy that? What Tosas is saying?
I don't know.
No, I didn't buy that.
he's just being cutesy.
No, okay. We don't want to be too condescending. Chasu Chalila, the Tosas. But the point is, Tosas doesn't sound like he's not starting off with like a home run question. He's just saying I don't know why. What he's really asking on Rashi is why are you committed to learning Tashlumin to mean make it up. Learn Tashlumin to mean cheshbon, meaning that Rebbe Lezer, I mean, let's cheat for a second. Therefore, what Rebbe Lezer holds, he really holds you need to have 14 meals, right? He just disagrees with the idea of somehow, with what you know. He disagrees with the idea of the first night being a chiyuv. He's going to argue on the Rabbanan about that. He's got to erase the ratio of the Seifa. So if you accept this, the ratio of saying I have to have 14 meals, Tosos tweaks it just a bit. You're going to have to reject the idea that there's anything unique about the first night.
Didn't the previous Mara say that?
No. Not according to Rashi's way of learning. Right, Rashi's saying there is something unique. Okay, right. So go on. So what does Tosos say? Tosos says, so his first kasha is, I'm going through the facts of the kashas, so you get that, but the question is going to be the same at the end of the day. What's my focus, Rashi, Tosos? But just for your... edification. It's important to know what Tosos is saying.
Tosos was saying that he's rejecting the 14
meals. You'll see. But right now, no, he's accepting 14 meals and he's rejecting the chiv of the first night. Rav Elazar has no chiv of the first night. You'll see how it works out. So the first question Tosos says is don't learn Tashlumin to mean make up. Learn Tashlumin to mean Hashlamas Cheshbon, meaning you're missing a meal. All right? Okay. Go on. Sorry, I lost the spot. Hold on. Kevan demimatza yalfinan. Since you're going to learn what? You're going to learn. Now, remember, according to Rashi, Rashi is bound by what? By the Gzera Shava. Okay? Yeah. He has to be. Now, remember, this is a little complex, but okay. There's a Gzera Shava, as we know, and it tells you Tesla Tesvav, right? And we know that according to Rashi's way of learning, Rev Eliezer has to line up with Rabbanan. They both have to agree that there's something unique about the first night. And then you'll learn it out from Gzera Shava. So again, he's going to ask a similar question. He's going to say, "Okay, matzah yalfinan," right? Now, if you're going to learn it out from Pesach, right, and specifically the chiv of achilas matzah, you got a problem. Lo matzinan.
Yehei. Tashlumin le matzah shel raya.
Harishon. Shel Pesach. What doesn't exist on Pesach? If I don't eat matzah on Tesvav, I don't have what?
Tashlumin.
No one suggests that. So the problem is that it's going to be very funny. According to Rebbe Elazar, you're going to have a Tashlumin that exists on Sukkos, but doesn't exist on Pesach. That's weird. Okay, so the Riffa sneaks out of that. But whatever. That's not a killer kasha.
Why that's so weird? Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
Like, why would you assume there's Tashlumin?
Because but the question, no, the real question you're saying is that you're saying how far you go with Gzeira Shava.
But there's no Gzeira Shava anymore.
No, there is. And this, and no, this is still Rashi. Oh, okay. This is Rashi's way of learning. So this is all Kasha and Rashi. Saying, Rashi, you learn as a real Tashlum. And you're bound by the Gzeira Shava. But how can you learn there's only Tashlum by Sukkos if by Pesach there's no idea of a Tashlum?
Yeah, but then I'm assuming you didn't get that idea from Pesach.
Okay.
Where is Tashlum assuming that from?
All right.
Doesn't
really
have to use
a
different Gzeira Shava, anyways.
No, not if he agrees with Rashi. If he agrees with Rabbanan,
he doesn't agree with Rabbanan.
He does. No, in this version, he's asking Rashi still. We're still in Rashi. These are kashas on Rashi. Tosos is asking kashas on Rashi.
Rashi doesn't realize he even rejects his Gzeira Shava, not just.
No. Rav Lezer agrees with the Chacham about the Gzeira Shava. He's just saying he has an idea of Tashlumen. Right. So the problem is, how can you have an idea of Tashlumen to hold the Gzeira Shava if there's no Tashlumen by Pesach? He agrees with the Gzeira Shava. And passes his tashlumen, but there has to be a source of tashlumen by Pesach. So Eli's saying, why? Why does that have to be true? Good question. Yeah. Okay, Viter. So now Tosos says one more thing. He says, Va'od. Almost done, guys. Almost there. Va'od, Dimash Matsas Yushami.
First time.
The Hacham Rinan.
The
Yashlim.
Targima.
Oh, so there's another question. He's saying, if you're going to tell me the Gzeira Shava is true, right? What's he asking? What is he asking? Mm-hmm. Rav Josh? Why?
Because it's not.
Right, because it's a chi of achilas, matzah, which therefore implies at least pas, right? How can you make that up with mini targima? That also doesn't make any sense. The Gemara's answer would not make any sense, which we asked already. Now, the final one you're not going to know because it's the next Gemara. We're going to do that next Gemara, but I want you to prepare today. I'm just going to read the final one. The final one is, and the final, okay, so what does Tosfos have so far? He has what sounds like a semantic question, and he has two conceptual kashas, one a little stronger than the other. The last one is a raya from a story, right? The next Gemara is going to say, Shal of Od Me'uvda, and we also see from the story of the Apotropos Shal Agrippus. Now, what happened there? He said to him, you say I have to have 2 meals a day. But let's say I'm a guy who only has 1 meal a day on Sukkos, right? So what, can I be Yotze through that? Implying that Rav Elazar held that you need to have 14 meals. No. Hold on. So he says, Mashma de lo pater v'lezer b'sudachas, which sounds like he holds, you have to have 14 meals. So here's the punchline. Now comes Tosos' opinion. The kach, nearer the farish, chazo bar v'lezer, mima, now listen to this, is very hard, mima shahaya matzrich tsuka, but ulo olam yudal sudos bay. He says, no. I don't know how this is possible, but he's cutting away the chi of sukka from the yudal sudos, meaning there's a chi of generic yantov, of having 14 meals, 2 meals a day, including Chol HaMoed. I don't know why. And then what does he say in the end? But then he says, okay, but you can't divorce it completely from Sukkah. So he says, look, so he said in the end, Umishani Amar Avacha, which is by the Yushami, the mitzvah chashuva, kolomer lechachil tzarech lecho b'sukkah, v'mo'achal mashem mishmini below Sukkah. Oh, hold on. So he's saying, hey, just listen. He's saying, but what about Sukkah? Lechachila, you should have these 14 meals in the Sukkah. Not chayiv. L'chatkila. I know, it's crazy. L'chatkila. Wait, let me finish. And then one last thing. And then he says, but what's the hashlama then? Okay, what's the hashlama? So that's why it's nifty. He's saying, if I miss one of those 14 meals, okay, mi pi yantav, I can make it up on yantav achron. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, it's the first. No, it doesn't. No, because there's no idea of a first according to him. So he's going to say, I have to have 14 meals during this 7-day holiday. So therefore, I can make up my holiday meal on another holiday because the sukkah is not intrinsically tied to my yudal sudos. So therefore, that's why I can make it up, and that's why mina tarkim may work. Okay, one sec. Tosos painted himself into a corner because even Rav Elazar is going to hold. You need to have 14 sudos. How can you make it up with? How can you be mashlim your chi of a 14 sudos with mina tarkim? How is that possible? Okay,
also,
what else?
Also, it's possible like that. If you, if it's